Live Live, hour number two. We're kicking it off. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about reasons why people don't vote. According to NBC News, Tabitha Brown, who's 29, says she's a simple girl and that she finds the voting ballot too confusing. Ryan King says he won't vote because he doesn't know if he's even registered. Mailed in the registration form, never heard back, doesn't know where he's supposed to go to vote, doesn't even know if he's registered. He'll just stay home for that one. We'll go through some more of their reasons here in a moment. Joining you, by the way, in the studio, it's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Johnson.
But first, Julia, you had said that you are predicting Obama is
right.
going to win, and I'm just wondering if you want to elucidate.
Sure.
Well,
this is just my opinion. You know, it's just based on my experience, what I see online and my friends talking about it that aren't libertarians.
Which is why I won't go out on that limb.
Well, I don't care. What do I have to lose? So I'm wrong?
Yeah, you're not putting money
right,
on it.
Right. It doesn't matter. It's just my opinion. And I think most of it is based on, I think Republicans really shot themselves in the foot by a lot of the things they've said recently about birth control and abortions in the case of rape.
Mm-hmm.
Because... you know, even like it's a totally different argument, the regular abortion argument versus the if you get raped argument. And for most women, I think, to hear somebody say, if you've been raped, you need to have that baby anyway because it's a gift from God, like that's pretty disturbing. So when I see a lot of comments and things on Obama, a lot of they will say things like, all right, women, you know, you can't handle the 4 years of Romney because this is what the Republicans are going to do to you. And I think just the religious aspect in general is kind of not very popular these days. So it's like I said, it's just my opinion, but I think Obama's going
to
win.
Can I add something unpopular to the conversation? So I've seen these same arguments here. A lot of people, attacking the Republicans based on the things that they've said about birth control, specifically the argument that the one that's come out recently, it talks about, you know, women having a defensive mechanism if they're raped, they won't
yes.
get pregnant for some reason. I mean, but what I find interesting about the Democrats attacking the Republicans for this, and again, what I'm about to say is going to be unpopular, and I don't want people to interpret it as racist, but ultimately there's going to be some people that just, they shut down as soon as, you know, any kind of statistical information regarding race comes up, they just shut down. So what dawned on me as a thought is that 90%, and this is an unfortunate statistic, but 90% of all rape is committed by African-American or Latino people of that persuasion. Now, I'm not saying that it's because they're African-American or Latino that they commit
rape. Is that
rapes,
all rape or all reported rape?
Well, if they're measuring it statistically, it's got to be...
reported.
Well, it's got to be reported.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm sure that it's somewhat balanced from that, because I'm sure that there are probably other ways that they're able to get numbers besides just reports, but like who's visiting a medical center. I don't know how the statistics are collected, but I'm sure that they probably try to correct for that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because a lot of rapes go unreported.
Right.
A lot of rapes.
Right. And so if you take that number and you take the number of people, and again, I'm some of these statistics, I remember the final number that I came up with, but I'm trying to put them together. But I believe if you take the percentage of African-Americans and the percentage of Latinos, what they vote for, you know, whether or not they're voting Republican or Democrat, the vast majority of Latinos and African-Americans, if you add them together, the percentage that they vote for is 80% vote Democrat. So if you are taking those. So statistically, if you add those two percentages, right, you could say that potentially 85% of rapists are voting Democrat. Statistically.
Presuming the rapists vote.
Presuming the rapists vote. But... coming from
what's
that,
the point of making that statement?
The point of making that statement is to say that for the Democrats to start attacking Republicans for some things that I've said, I think is incredibly unfair when it's potentially likely that, you know, the people who are committing rapes are probably Democrats.
Well,
statistically, that's all I'm saying.
I think one of the biggest problems is that the people who support this, they're not really even looking into this issue themselves. I've seen Democrats also say some really awful things about birth control, and, you know, so it's not just the Republicans. But what goes around on, like, Facebook, which everyone has a Facebook, right, is these really cute little...
At least
little...
a billion people in the world have Facebook accounts.
Right, so it's these really cute little one-sentence, you know, colorful meme that says, Paul Ryan said this, you know, and it's not a fair argument, it's just this one guy said this, so, and there's no looking into, well, how do the Democrats feel like this, how do the Democrats that I'm going to be voting for feel about this? It's just a generalization, like, well, the Republicans obviously support
this. Bumper sticker politics.
Right, it's very bumper sticker, and Facebook makes it so much worse.
And that's part of the reason why I kind of came up with that little sick theory about Democrats, you know, being potentially most likely to be rapists, is because the reason why I came up with it is because really when you think about it also, and again, this is, I don't really think this necessarily, like, I'm not like, oh, I'm anti-Democrat because I'm just as anti-Republican, but Democrats and specifically, you know, Democratic Socialists, they have a philosophy of taking what they want. What is rape? You know,
Republicans have that philosophy, too.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Anybody who's believing in taxes, I mean, they just want to take what they want for different reasons.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for them specifically to act... What I don't like is the Democrats being up on a high horse. You know,
and
liberals and Democrats being up on a high horse. And that's just... I like to take the opportunity to, you know, knock them off of it with, you know, some facts.
I have to agree 100% is that, to me, the main difference between Republicans and Democrats, as far as I see them talking about themselves online, is that the Democrats seem to believe that they are so much better. Like, and the Republicans, they're not vocal about that, not in the same way.
I wouldn't necessarily agree.
It's just what I see.
I just think the Republicans are not necessarily as open about it. It's more of a, you know, like a given for them. You know, like a, oh, it's a, we're following our moral goodness.
Right. But with the Democrats, I saw so many posts on Facebook that say things like, I don't even understand how you could not vote for Obama. Like, what is wrong with you? Do you have a brain?
There is a lot of that amongst some of the more effete Democrats.
I
just always think of the Janine Garofalo
elitist. And I'm not saying that the parties are actually any different, but the way that they portray themselves, at least on my internet, is, you know, we're so much smarter.
We're so
much more elite. You know, and it kind of, I guess, I'm a little biased because my dad was this way.
Well, and a lot of them are probably better, you know, educated. That doesn't mean they're smarter, but that, you know, they've been through the system, and that usually does tend to turn out socialists. So that's where your dad comes from, right?
Right.
He comes from
academia.
That kind of cloth.
Yes. So that's just my internet, you know, what I see.
Right. And that's why, you know, I see, like you said, mostly liberty stuff online, and I've got some friends that post Republican things and some friends that post Democrat things. So I kind of see a mix of the, you know, they're both ridiculous. I mean, both of their posts are ludicrous. So I see a mix of that, but I'm not going to go out on a limb and make a prediction. I mean, if you want, maybe there are some things you could look at, like in the past, okay, well, America hasn't actually had a one-term president since George Bush the first. It's been that long. You know, Clinton got two terms, George Bush got two terms, and maybe they'll do the same thing with Obama, or maybe this is one of those one-term presidents where everybody thinks it's going to be him. And if you're one of those people that believes in the conspiracy that they're just puppets and that they're controlled at the top by, you know, the Bilderberg Group or whoever, then maybe you could, you know, conspiracize various different or theorize various different things, like, well, you know, the elites at the top just threw people a bone by giving them a black president. Now they're going to go back to white guys from here on out. I mean, it could be some sort of, you know, ridiculous.
Well,
like
the Rothschilds own 60% of Goldman Sachs, so whichever one wins, that's the outcome. They're going to control the entire world, let me tell you.
I like the Onion article that says that Herman Cain has unsuspended his campaign in the remaining days to re-enter the race.
He's going to win it all, Herman Cain.
The last 3 days. 855-453. Why do people not vote, though? We still have a little bit more to tell you about some interesting numbers and personal stories. You can also also share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can actually enjoy various different things. The news updates are there for you. You can sign up, follow us via email. You can also follow via Twitter and Facebook. And I have to apologize because I've totally dropped the ball and I have not hooted anything tonight, so I need to do that. But we're generally pretty good about hooting multiple times, meaning posting both Twitter and Facebook multiple times throughout the show. You'll get observations, show prep, things like that, questions we'll ask you. Like on Saturday night, we had Vermin Supreme on the show. We took questions for Vermin on Facebook, and it was actually and on Twitter, so we actually had more response via social networking than we actually had people picking up the phone to call into the show. And I guess that kind of makes sense, because it's easier to just take a quick question off of Twitter or Facebook rather than having to bring somebody on the air and say hello to them and then, you know, have them ask their question, have it answered, and then say goodbye to them. So it actually kind of saves time that way.
I really considered calling in that night and ask him how he resolves temporal paradoxes.
You should have. I was actually disappointed that nobody called in with a question for Vermin Supreme.
Nobody? Really? I didn't.
There was one guy who called in who hung up the phone before we were able to get, like, we tried to take him and he hung up right then. And he was actually calling because he didn't like Vermin or he was mad at us or something like that. So nobody called with, like, a nice creative question
on
for Vermin.
On a Saturday?
Yeah, it was amazing. And that doesn't mean that no one's listening. It just means that, you know, everybody's enjoying the interview so much they just didn't want to call in. I mean,
that was me. I was sitting there. I was listening. And
I mean, he is that good. I think it's one of the best interviews we've done on Free Talk Live. Just because he's that entertaining.
Right.
He's that good of an improviser. Anyway, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for emailed updates. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook all through that link, news.freetalklive.com. And also want to remind you, if you want to get your hands on some bitcoins, well, your digital hands, that is, you can go to bitinstant.com. And BitInstant makes it easy for you to use cash, to turn cash into bitcoins. And you can go to, again, bitinstant.com. It's a great service. I've used it multiple times. I know, Julia, you have used it as well.
I am a fan.
So check it out, bitinstant.com. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. We've been talking on and off kind of about voting. That led into other subjects about, you know, who's going to win the election, predicting these things. If you ask me, it's unpredictable. There's no way to make a, you know, decision in advance as to what is going to happen. There are so many different factors that come into play. I mean, these polling companies try to ask people questions about who's going to win, but ultimately they're flawed as well. In fact, I got a call from a polling company today. This is the first call I've gotten that actually allowed me to choose other as an option and did not try to trick me out with another question. So one time, usually they don't even include any other options. You're going to vote for Mitt Romney or you're going to vote for Barack Obama, and those are the only two choices on these phone polls. One time they gave me the choice Romney, Obama, or other. And if you pressed other, then they came back with a question of, well, if you were, you know, if you had to choose between the first two, which would it be? So they were trying to force me into a choice between the two, and I just, you know, hung up the phone. I was not going to answer that question. Today was the only survey where they accepted the answer of others and did not ask any further questions. Now, it didn't give me any other real choices like Gary Johnson or, you know, any of the other candidates, but at least I got to pick others and have them accept that choice. You know, I finished the survey, the only survey that I actually was able to finish.
It's funny. I've had a couple of those survey people call me and ask.
Cell phone?
They've been calling my cell
phone. I have a landline, so they've been calling that number. And they were asking, you know, one of the first questions they asked is, are you registered to vote at this address? And so I haven't registered to vote at that address yet. So I'd say, yes, I'm a registered voter, but I'm not registered to vote yet at this address. And universally, they've hung up. It's like,
wow.
I guess you don't know how New Hampshire politics work.
You're getting calls on your cell phone?
I've been left messages on my cell phone.
By polling companies?
I think I got one.
Yeah, I got one, and then for like a number of them from just various political things. I mean, I don't even listen to them. I just delete them right away. But that's so irritating. They didn't used to be able to
get wonder where they got your number from.
Number. Yeah.
Because, I mean, they haven't called me on my cell phone, so.
Right.
Well, let's get back to the story here from NBC News. We've just kind of been picking at it throughout the show here tonight as far as why people don't vote. Bronx woman named Layla, who is staying at a shelter, isn't voting because she thought she needed a state ID, which she can't afford. When she learned she didn't need an ID, it was too late for her to register. And once again, that comes back to the conversation we were having before about how in a lot of states they've got limits. And I think it was in Florida, I think it was 90 days. And I mean, that was a decade ago, so I don't know if they've changed it since then. But, man, if you decided late on that you got excited by some candidate's presidential campaign, for instance, like the Libertarian or the Green Party, these two candidates weren't really in the race until the summertime. And you were, you know, you never hear about them in the mainstream media anyway, but every now and then they'll make an appearance, something will happen, they'll break into the mainstream news to some extent. So if somebody's watching the presidential election and they're just sick and tired of Republicans and Democrats, and it's, you know, it's September and they've not seen anything that's exciting to them, and then all of a sudden they see a Gary Johnson zombie ad and they just are shocked to the core that there's even a third choice. Mm-hmm. They look into it, they are excited by, you know, the Libertarian or by Green, you know, Jill Stein from the Green Party. They're excited by this candidate. They go into a register to vote. Oh, we're sorry, you can't register. It's 60 days within the election. I mean, that's a real disappointing moment, right? Yeah. Like somebody who had actually gotten excited about a candidate is now unable to participate.
Those right. policies really encourage the team mentality and the team voting.
The policies of having to wait?
Kinds of, like the voter registration policies. Now, in New Hampshire, it's mm-hmm. a little easier, but I think a lot of states have really restrictive voting policies where you have to wait, for example, 60 days or something. And so, like the registered Democrats are always registered Democrat, and the registered Republicans are always registered Republican. But for the rest of us, you know, it's an issue.
Well, I remember when I registered to vote in Florida at one point, the woman who was doing the registration actually went into the, you know, Office of Elections, and they filled the form out for me. She was really pushing the Republicans and Democrats and was, like, trying to talk me out of registering as a Libertarian, because yeah. in Florida you could actually choose Libertarian as to be registered as. You cannot do that in New Hampshire because New Hampshire has ridiculous ballot access restrictions, which are another matter. Political pundits say, according to NBC News, that undecided voters will determine the election, but little is said about people like the folks we've been talking about who aren't voting. Since the 1960s, voter turnout has steadily declined in the United States, which already ranks near the bottom among established democracies. In 2008, 64% of voting age citizens voted in the U.S., compared with 93% in Chile, 86% in Germany, and 74% in Canada. NBC News recently asked readers via Twitter, Facebook, and through NBCNews.com to tell us why they won't cast their ballots. Their responses paralleled those from a 2008 survey by the U.S. Census Bureau. They don't like their choices, they're busy, or they're not interested. So those are the three top responses from folks as to why it is they're not voting. One, they don't like their choices. But then again, most of them think they only have two choices.
Right. Well, I mean, even with the third choice, which is fairly unlikely to win, I think, in either case, because the two main choices are so bad, I think most people just don't care.
Don't bother. You know, even if they know about the third choices. But I would be interested in seeing a third party penetration poll to see how many people are even aware that there is a Green Party or a Libertarian Party out there. 855-453.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Jonathan.
And once again, over at freetalklive.com, we got a lot of stuff that we give to you there. Listening options are included. We've got the broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of our stream, which means you can listen on pretty much any internet connection. Those are free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get a list of over 110 radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard all week long. And our free-to-air KU-band satellite channel is available to you as well. There's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com, and you can learn more there. Now, are you tired of general preparedness and survival advice with no reason or context behind it? Do you think that the single-scenario focus of the survivalists on television shows is silly? With all the fear hyping, you sometimes wonder about the reality of historical and potential disaster situations. Well, there is a book that can help you. It's called Strategic Survival. StrategicSurvival.com is where you can get a copy of it and learn more. It's going to help you understand what might happen, how it might affect you and those you care about, and what it is that you can do about it. The book is chock full of information, and it's got other references that'll make it so you can take simple action to prepare and turn fear and worry into confidence and peace. It covers budgeting and schedule-friendly solutions, ranging from equipment and improvisation ideas that you can carry with you to more permanent
survival infrastructure. It includes recommendations for training and more. Go to strategicsurvival.com to order your copy. As we go to the phones here, Anthony is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to get the word out there. I'm from New York, actually, in one of, I think it might be one of the only Republican, like, areas or, like, conservative areas of New York. So, naturally, everybody around here is trying to defeat Obama. But I've been a registered Republican for a little over a year now. I actually changed my Republican affiliation to Libertarian today, which actually took me a little while to do that. But I decided that I didn't really think it was even worth being part of the Republican Party anymore. It doesn't seem like there's any way to get a hold of that and even change it on even the local level.
So you don't feel like the Ron Paul people that are trying to take over the Republican Party from the inside are really getting traction or have even a chance?
Not really. I actually, when I went to vote, I voted in the primary, and I had asked the people in the polling station, like, because I didn't know how they chose the delegates for the state, because they're supposed to hold a vote, people are supposed to be appointed, and they don't tell you how it's done, like who appoints the people who are in the vote or who votes on it even. And I asked them, they had no idea. They sent me over to the guy who was representing the Board of Election, and I asked him, he told me to call the Board of Election, call them. They didn't have any idea, and they told me to call the Republican Party. So I called them. That person had no idea what they were talking about. And then they told me that they would find out the correct information and call me back. No one ever got back to me.
Of course. So typical.
Yeah.
I mean, these government bureaucrats barely know how what their own jobs are supposed to be doing. They're so clueless in a lot of ways about their own system.
I'm curious, where really roundabouts are you at in New York? Because you said you thought you were in one of the only areas of New York that's Republican.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm curious as to where you're at in New York, because you said you thought you were in one of the few areas of New York that you thought was primarily Republican.
Yeah, I'm like an hour up from New York City.
Okay. So just straight upstate from there.
It's in Putnam County, but it's unbelievable, like, how people don't even... First of all, don't even know their options or know how anything works. And people who are even doing it don't even know what's going on.
Yep.
You have people who call you and ask you about surveys over here who don't even know Gary Johnson's in the presidential election.
Of course. It's not their job to know that. They're just working in a phone boiler room. They're given a script and they're told to call. I mean, again, you look at some of these man on the street segments where people are proposing opposite policies from what the presidential candidates are actually proposing, and people believe it. I mean,
yeah,
people just don't know much at all about what's going on around them. And it's okay. I don't blame them. I mean, everybody's busy with their own lives. Who can have the time to actually do whatever due diligence would be required to learn about all the various different candidates? I mean, it's hard enough to know who's right. I mean, I can't tell you who the candidates for Senate are right now in New Hampshire.
Me neither.
Can you?
I know what you mean, but at the same time, it's just like these people are so focused on defeating Obama, but it's like, what is the point of defeating big government for big government? They don't even look into it that far to realize that they're putting the same institution in, and we've had it for years, and people are just defeating one crappy president over another forever.
But people don't know they can do anything differently. And I thank you, by the way, Anthony, for the call tonight. That, you know, people that are as frustrated as you are, that are aware of how bad things are and how the choices are terrible, don't know what else they can do. You know, they've been taught that this is how you change things. You vote or run for office yourself. And it's just not feasible in most places, as he found out. I mean, these Republican Ron Paul folks have been trying to change their party from the inside, and then they found out that the Republicans will break their own rules in order to prevent that from happening. So, I mean, we saw the instances where they turn people's microphones off at the Republican state conventions and just flagrantly violated their own rules about how to run the conventions, and, you know, called the police on the Ron Paul people and had Ron Paul supporters arrested and shut them physically out from the rooms. I mean, there's this is an established power structure, yeah. And they're not just going to let you come in and vote it away.
You know what American politics kind of reminds me of? It's you know those kinetic desk sculptures that have, like, the six balls that are, like, hanging on the little thing, and you lift up the one, and it ticks back and forth?
Yeah, yeah.
That's just basically, I mean, when I think of our political system, that's just basically
right.
What comes to mind. It's just tick-tock, tick-tock, tick, you know, it's just... What's being accomplished? Nothing. It's just the same garbage, and it's really boring.
What do you know? What the percentage of citizens or people in America who vote are is currently? Do you know what that is?
I'd have to look to get you a more accurate number. The statistic in this story was that I think it was 2008. Was 64%. Let me just double check this.
That's how many vote?
In 2008, 64% of voting age citizens voted.
So, okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I was just curious. I had always heard it was around 50%, and I had never looked it up.
50% of voting age citizens?
Yeah, I mean, that was just an average that I'd always heard.
Because there's different.
I'd never looked into it.
There's different ways. I thought it was like 64% of registered voters came out to vote.
That's what I thought it was. That's why I'm surprised to hear that number.
I wonder what percentage of voting age
citizens are registered.
What percentage of voting age citizens are registered, and what percentage of those voted in the last election? Because if it's 64% of all voting age citizens voted, mm-hmm. then what percentage of registered voters voted in the last election? It must have been very high, like 90-something%,
yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
Yeah.
Good questions. If you know more, feel free to clear it up for us at 855-450-FREE. That takes us back to the story here from NBC News about why people don't vote. Broken down, the least likely voters have the lowest level of education, according to surveys. In fact, the most pronounced voting gap in 2008 was not between young and senior, but between those without a high school degree and those with advanced degrees. They say here that people who do not have high school degrees, 39% of them vote, while those with advanced degrees, 83% of them vote. The wealthier are more likely voters as well. 52% of those whose annual family income is less than $20,000 voted versus 80% among those whose families bring in more than $100,000. Of course, it could be because low-income people have more trouble taking time off from work, which is a very realistic possibility as to why it's that way. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here, and if you're not voting, maybe you want to tell us why. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state. Potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves, toll-free, 855-453. That's the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. Hey, if you enjoy this radio program, you can do something about it. You can shop with Free Talk Live. It is the holiday buying season. You probably already have things that you want to get for your loved ones, coworkers, whomever. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazons there, different Amazons, one for the U.S., one for the U.K., another for Canada. Click into the right Amazon for you, and then just get your shopping taken care of. You'll get the stuff that you're looking for. You'll get a great deal because it's Amazon, and you don't have to pay for, you know, huge box, big box store overhead. So they pass the savings on. You get the great reviews that they have on a lot of their products. It's the same Amazon experience. You're just entering through Free Talk Live's affiliate links, and you can do that over at shop.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com.
I always think it should be made clear, and you rarely ever say this about that, but that it's no cost to them when they go to shop.freetalklive.com.
Except for the extra moment that it takes to go to shop.freetalklive.com.
Right, it's just, yeah, that's the only cost. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything to do that. And,
yeah.
You know, it really benefits Free Talk Live, and it doesn't cost them a dime.
I'm sorry if I have not made that clear.
I think you used to, but you don't as much anymore.
Right.
Okay. I usually will say something like, it's the same great prices that
right.
you used to.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if that's... Well, maybe. That seems like it might imply it, but I don't know that that's clear enough. Because if they think, you know, it's like, oh, well, what's the cost? I think most people would think, well, if it's benefiting you, then what's the cost to me? And if there's no cost to them, you know, it's just...
No, we get a cut of the sale. I mean,
right.
That's it.
That's the confusing expression you used to use a lot more. We get a cut of the sale. Well, who's cut? Only Amazon's cut, not... You know, it's not going to be any more pricey.
I guess
what
I would have thought would have been that if somebody was talking about this kind of affiliate program, that it might raise the prices or something like that, which is why I say the same great prices that
right.
you're used to. No cost to you. I mean, that's true. It's
right.
not an extra cost. At no extra cost, perhaps.
Right, no extra cost.
Yeah. So 855-450-FREE, and if you want to, you can bookmark the Amazon link. So when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you can click the Amazon that you want to go to, and you're probably going to go back to that one in the future. You can save yourself from having to go to shop.freetalklive.com by simply bookmarking that Amazon link, and then you can just go straight to your bookmarks.
Right.
And then there's really no cost at that point.
So we'll continue here. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind here. Marie is on the line listening in Florida. And Marie, you're on Free Talk Live. Where are you, in Bradenton?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Marie. What's on your mind tonight?
It's the ballot, the wording. I mean, even though I read English pretty well and try to interpret it, sometimes I feel like you have to be a lawyer to figure it out.
Now, when you're saying the wording, are you talking about with the state initiatives that they have on there?
Yeah, the initiatives, the amendments.
Those can absolutely be obtuse. I agree completely.
Because a lot of it, the legal wording is opposite of what you might think it is, and you'd have to look up every legal term.
That's a great point.
If they simplified it in layman's language, which most of us are blue-collar workers, we would probably not vote on a lot of things.
Yeah, I get you, and I agree. I find most of those initiatives to be just flummoxing, and that's because, as you pointed out, they are written in legalese, and that is essentially another language that resembles English but is actually, in point of fact, not English, because they can redefine words, and it's made confusing for the reason to confuse the average person.
Right.
And I share your concerns.
And the really despicable thing is that a lot of the times some of them are written specifically to seem to imply the opposite of what they actually mean, you know? And that's when it gets to be really sort of unethical on the part of some of these politicians, is when they write their laws so that it appears to be supporting the opposite of what it's actually supporting.
Mm-hmm.
So who writes them? Is it the politician that imposes the law, or
some kind of aid?
It would depend.
Their legal counsel. Their attorneys, I believe.
If we're talking about initiatives to amend the Constitution, which is what it is in Florida, that's what happens there, then generally those are written by whatever interest group is looking to put forth that initiative, and so they would have their lawyers probably draft it up. So typically it's the people that are putting forth the initiative that get to do the wording, not necessarily the politicians themselves. But then again, I don't know what all the different state procedures are and what kind of revisions they would be subject to. And who's in charge of all that. But Marie, I agree completely. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I think personally they should do away with the Electoral College because it's a waste of money.
Let's just do away with the whole federal government. How about that?
I don't want to go to that extreme because I don't feel like getting tracked.
you don't feel like getting tracked, meaning you don't want to say to get rid of the federal government because you're worried they're going to do something to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I see. But if they didn't know who you were, and they don't, right, because they don't know who Marie is in Bradenton. You're probably not the only Marie in Bradenton, Florida. There's, what, about 250,000 people living
there? Initially, if they studied history, or most of us should study history, it was only one unit for the people, by the people. I don't feel like what they're doing today is for the people, by the people.
Marie, if you could, without the federal government being able to track you, if you knew that they couldn't track you and you could press a button tomorrow and get rid of Washington, D.C., without hurting anyone, would you do it?
Oh, I'd clean house, yeah.
Would you put anyone back in, or would you get rid of it entirely?
I would just... How would I put this? Keep the good ones, good, honest ones in, if there are any.
Yeah, I don't think there are.
And have one single, like, in the beginning, you know, the guys that originally wrote the Constitution, it was one set party, you know, one set group of people.
I don't know what you mean when you say it was one set group of people. That's confusing to me. I think people disagreed right out the gate.
In the beginning, I don't believe that there was two separate parties.
There were the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. There were two groups. They weren't necessarily political parties, but two groups, two interest groups,
right.
So to speak, that were behind writing the Constitution. So there were people that were disagreeing right from the get-go. So anything else, I think, might be some sort of mythology that's been passed around. But I thank you for the call tonight, Marie. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I wish people would let go of the idea that you can find the right people for Washington, D.C., because it's power, man, and power corrupts.
Right. We just need the principle of non-initiation of aggressive, you know, force.
But even with that principle, it'll still corrupt people. The power will still get to people.
Well,
so
the
just
fun
get rid
thing
of it.
Is, can you actually think of any besides maybe Ron Paul and, you know, can you think of any politicians who are
honest?
Known for being honest?
No. No. And anybody that would seek those seats would be likely already corrupt or more likely to be subjected to corruption simply because of the nature of power and what it attracts. So just give up on the fantasy of changing D.C. to your liking because, one, it's not going to happen. No one is going to put you in charge of selecting who those people are. And, two, you can't change the system through the, you know, the federal system, at least, through the established means because the good old boys are way too established. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to put themselves in jeopardy and their power in jeopardy. So the only real legitimate solution to me is to get rid of it. And one man who may have some comments on that is our very own Derek J. on the line. Oh, wait, this may not be Derek J. I apologize. Who is this? Someone named Derek.
Yeah, my name is Derek G.
Derek G. I apologize.
Derek G.
I just realized, wait, this Derek J. is not in Washington, D.C. Where are you calling from, New York?
Yeah, I'm up in Upper Westchester, New York.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Derek.
In a blackout right now. So.
Oh, really? Still?
7 days. But, yeah, I called in because I don't vote. I haven't voted since Ross Perot days, you know?
Mm.
There's no point. It's like what George Carlin says. If you vote, then you're responsible for everything. If you voted for Barack Obama last time in 2008, then you're responsible for everything that's happened that he's done. You can't complain about it now.
I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair to say that to people because some people vote for what they perceive to be the lesser of two evils. And a lot of people vote for Barack Obama because he's not Mitt Romney. And a lot of people vote for Mitt Romney because he's not Barack Obama. That's
right,
not necessarily an endorsement of their policies.
But I don't see it as a logical solution either.
Oh, it's not good. I mean, voting for one of those two people is not going to do anyone any good because they really aren't that different, and they're both going to rule over people's lives. I'll tell you what, if you want to hang on, tell us more of your thoughts, you're welcome to do that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Hour number three is on the way. Coming up, those tests that you take at the workplace before you actually end up getting hired, there are those personality tests, and Johnson's going to tell us maybe things you didn't know about those.
Yep.
855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. More coming up. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Got vampires? Zombies ruining the neighborhood? From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.